On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall, and I'm at the Owings Mills branch of the Baltimore County Public Library in Owings Mills at the new Hubert V. Simmons Museum of Negro Leagues Baseball. It's a museum that has exhibitions and artifacts from the Negro Leagues that were put together and named after Mrs. Audrey Simmons' husband, Hubert V. Simmons. With me this morning is the wife of Leon Day, the first Negro Leagues baseball player from Baltimore who was inducted into the Cooperstown Hall of Fame. Mrs. Day, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And also with me is Mr. Ray Banks. He is the Goodwill Ambassador for the Negro Baseball Leagues, and he was an animating force in getting this beautiful museum put together with all of the various artifacts and things here at the exhibition. So, Mr. Banks, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having us here.
So, Mr. Banks, let me start with you. Tell us about some of the exhibitions and some of the items that you have on display here at the Simmons Museum of the Negro Leagues.
I've been blessed to have a lot of artifacts that people have given me. On the first level here at the museum, it tells a story about a timeline back in 1878 when Moses Fleetwood Walker, Wellesley Walker, his brother, and Bud Fowler, one of the three black players who played ball way back that far. And a lot of the people, they don't realize that there were players before Jackie Robinson back in the 1800s. And then you go around and you see some of the bats, autographed bats of the many players who I've met. And a lot of these players are now deceased. There's a guy by the name of Ted Double Duty Radcliffe's bat who's downstairs as well on the first level, and he died at the age of 103 years old. And the reason they call him Double Duty because he did, in one game, he may have pitched the first part of the day, and then he may have back catch the second part of the day. And as we move along, you see the first black World Series in 1924 that took place in Kansas City. And then when you come up to the second level, there's a storyline about the three women who played in the Negro League, Connie Morgan, Toni Stone, and Mamie Peanut Johnson. And out of the three, Mamie Peanut Johnson is the only survivor. And it tells other stories about the Baltimore part that was played during a historical moment that took place in Orlando, Florida in 2008. Mr. Simmons was inducted down as far as one of the 30 ball players who was picked to receive awards, 30 of them out of all the ball players. Every major league team had to pick one player to represent them down in Orlando, and it was a Negro League draft, the first time that's been done in history. And I had the honor of being part of that, and I was like a kid in a candy store. It also tells a story about the umpires on the second level. When you think about Negro League players, you don't think about the umpires. What I'm trying to do now is tell the story about the House of Davids team. They all had long beards, and they were all Jewish players, and Satchel Paige did pitch for them. And it's a lot of things that we're trying to be very unique with our museum, more so than the other museums. And then when you move up on the third level, I'm mostly gratified of the display for Mr. Leon Day. And I understand when we had our grand opening, when Miss Day got off the elevator, the first thing she saw was her husband. I guess it's about 10 feet tall, and that's a dedication to Mr. Day, along with a lot of other artifacts. And it tells a story with Mr. Simmons on the other side and so many things that he's done over a period of time.
And Mrs. Day, your husband Leon played for 1 year with the Baltimore Eliot Giants, but most of his career, I guess, was with the Newark Eagles in the Negro Leagues. He was a pitcher. Tell us about his career.
Well, Leon started with playing sandlot baseball with a team called the Silver Moon. And it was an old gentleman called Yokely. He happened to have been going by and he saw Leon playing. So then he went up to him and said, young fella, he said, would you like to play professionally Negro League baseball? So he went out on the road. He went play with the Baltimore Black Sox. That's when he said, that was 1934. And then after that season, where they promised him that he would get $60 a month. But like Leon says, I would have played for nothing. But he did wind up playing for just three meals a day because he never did get paid for that for that season. So that's whenever he went to Newark, New Jersey, and that's when he was drafted with the Newark Eagles, and he played his most career with the Newark Eagles. And when Jackie Robinson broke the color line in 1947, because Leon had 2.5 years break in between that because he had to go to the war, they drafted him into the Army. So now when he came back, he pitched a no-hitter against the Philadelphia Stars. But like in 1947, that's whenever he played his last season with the Newark Eagles. So 1949 is whenever, like, Miss Manley had really sold all the guys, you know, like when she wasn't making enough money. So he came on back to Baltimore. And 1949, when the season started back, he played one season with the Baltimore Elites. So he played 1949, that's whenever they won the World Series. So after that season, he went to Canada. And we went down to Canada to finish up. He played Triple-A Major League Baseball down in Canada.
Geraldine Day is the widow of the Hall of Famer Leon Day, the only Baltimorean inducted into the Hall of Fame at Cooperstown, and one of the people featured here in the exhibitions at the Hubert V. Simmons Museum of Negro Leagues Baseball in Owings Mills on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. And Mr. Banks, Mr. Day was inducted. He wasn't the very first Negro Leagues baseball player to be inducted. How many had been inducted into Cooperstown prior to Mr. Day?
Total-wise, about 37. That's including some of the owners, more ball players than some of the owners there, but I think it's a total of 37. Of course, as Mr. Day emphasized, Mr. Day himself was the 12th.
There were a group of players from the Negro Leagues inducted into Cooperstown in 2006. I guess there were about 17 all at once. But since then, no players from the Negro Leagues have been inducted into Cooperstown. Why do you think that is?
I wish I could really sincerely answer that question. In my heart, it's broken because of that factor that no one else has been inducted. And as the statement, when Miss Geraldine Day made her statement up in Cooperstown, her husband said, and she said, "I wish one day we'd make it right." And I'm praying that we'll make it right, that the Major League Baseball will do something to induct some of these players that are still, few are still living, and even those that are deceased, they should be inducted in the Hall of Fame. I'm not sure why or what reasoning they're using to not induct anymore, but they need to have some ball players of the Negro League inducted in the Hall of Fame.
The Negro Leagues, Mrs. Day, were very popular, sometimes rivaling the popularity of the major leagues before Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in 1947. But your husband, it seems, was at that age just kind of like, it's reminiscent of Satchel Paige, who by the time he went up into the majors was at the end of his career. He was, you know, he was an older man and was not competing in his prime. When were you married to Mr. Day? How long of his baseball career were you together? Did you meet him after he finished playing baseball?
Leon finished playing baseball in 1955. I met Leon in 1960.
Did he talk about his frustration and his disappointment in not having an opportunity to play in the major leagues?
Never. He said as far as he concerned, he played Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball. So he always said, that's just the way it was. And he didn't have no rebellion. He didn't have no anything in his heart from behind that.
He passed away at the age of 78 in 1995, and it was quite a week, the week that he passed away, because he was alive to find out that he had been inducted into the hall. By the time the actual ceremony come, he had passed away just a few days before. That must have been an incredibly emotional week for you and your family.
It really was. It was really very emotional for me. It was that finally he had made it, because in 1998, 1992, that he missed it by one vote. Roy Caponetta was sick at the time, and Roy Caponetta was on the board for the voting. And they wouldn't receive Roy Caponetta vote through mail. They said they don't receive. So that's how Leon missed it by one vote. So, and I could see then that it took a toll on him, that he didn't, you know, I could see it, but he said it didn't bother him, but I knew it did. You know, it bothered him because one day we were sitting and he was saying, baby, you know what? I said, what? He said, them people up there think they waiting for me to die before they put me in. He said, but I'm going to make them out a lie. He says, they going to put me, I'm going to know when I'm going in. They're trying to wait till I die, but I'm going to make them out a lie. You see, I'll make them out a lie.
And that's exactly what he did, because he found out he was hospitalized when he found out. But he did find out and had that great satisfaction. I mean, Mr. Banks, the importance of the Negro Leagues in terms of as Major League Baseball sits today, you know, one of the most successful sports organizations in the world, especially for young people, young kids coming up, little kids playing Little League. What is the message that you hope that they'll take away when they come here and see the Simmons Museum?
I would like for them to receive in a sincere, genuine way the message that these players were the fabric, the nucleus of what takes place today. They lay down the foundation. As Ms. Day stated, even without the reaping the benefits of financial, a lot of them play, as the expression is, for the love of the game. And they did that sincerely. They played ball. And they not only played ball, but they played professional baseball. There was no difference in the style of ball playing. They played better ball. The terminology of small ball that's used today, they played small ball, inventing the bunting, running the bases, sliding, stealing. They invented a new way of playing the game. And the little kids today, technology is good in one respect, but it's spoiling a lot of our youth. And I'm hoping that not only the males, but some of the females too, will consider playing baseball again.
Ray Banks is the Goodwill Ambassador for the Hubert V. Simmons Museum of Negro Leagues Baseball here in Owings Mills. Mr. Banks, thank you so much for your time and congratulations. The exhibition here is just terrific.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Ms. Geraldine Day is the wife of Hall of Famer Leon Day, terrific pitcher who pitched in the Negro Baseball Leagues, and he's the only person from Baltimore in the Negro Leagues inducted into the Cooperstown Hall of Fame. Mrs. Day, thank you so much for your time.
And thank you.
On 88.1, I'm Tom Hall reporting from Owings Mills. The Hubert V. Simmons Museum of Negro Leagues Baseball is part of the Owings Mills branch of the Baltimore County Public Library. We'll have information about how to get up here and see these terrific artifacts, see this great exhibition here, which tells the rich history of the Negro Leagues Baseball. The exhibition is open at the same time that the branch of the Baltimore County Public Library is open up here in Owings Mills. We'll have a complete link to information on our website. Come to WIPR.org/Maryland Morning. I'm 88.1 reporting from Owings Mills. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
Maryland Morning is an original production of Your Public Radio, WYPR in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy and Jamila Kay. Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
You can learn more about what you heard on our show or catch something you've missed on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. Thanks for listening. See you next time.